Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. This is my pre-market report, but we're going to go a little bit beyond this being just a pre-market report because honestly, nothing is really happening pre-market right now. You know, let's just cover that real quick. Everything is pretty much flat here. The 10-year yield isn't doing anything. The dollar on a relative strength basis is flat. These are the drivers of this market. And with what's coming down the pike with regard to what the Fed is going to do, along with the European Central Bank as well, and you can expect this to be massive, well, you need to take action now. If you are a follower of this blog, what do I tell you all the time? This is not a channel for people who just want to be entertained. This is a channel for people of action, and that's what you are if you're sitting here watching this right now. So let's talk about what is going to happen. I understand, believe me, that there is this tug of war between what the Fed is or is not going to do with regard to rate cuts moving forward and along with the European Central Bank. But let me just explain this to you. If you wait too long to act, you're already late. As a matter of fact, I just did a video this morning. I just put it out this morning talking about reaction times with regard to drag racing. You always have to be ahead of the curve. With drag racing, just as, you know, putting this together with what we're seeing here, you have to anticipate that green light. If you're waiting for the green, if you see the green in a drag race, you're already late. Now here, I want to keep you all ahead of the curve. Period. What do we know is going to happen? Well, we know this. Central banks around the world are going to continue to pump this world with more debt. That is their single product debt. The more debt they issue to the world, the stronger they become. Period. I mean, I don't know another way to put this here. Central banks must find another reason or way to inflate. And the number one way that they can do it right now, coming in June, this is when I believe it's going to start, is by cutting rates, because this gives them a green light glaring across the sky to create much more debt out of thin air and buy more debt with it. Again, look, a central bank issued note is nothing more than a unit of debt. So they're using debt to buy debt. That keep rates suppressed. This interest rate suppression cycle, let's talk about that a little more. So we're going from supposedly what has been a tightening cycle to a loosening cycle. What does that actually mean? More easy money. It's also called easing. Okay, when a central bank suppresses rates, buys debt, it's called easing or quantitative easing. That's what it is. You're not allowed to know this because this is the same terminology that was used during the meltdown, quantitative easing. It's the same thing. There's no difference into what the Fed and the ECB and other central banks are going to do right now as opposed to when we were in a meltdown. It's easing. It's easy money policy. What can we expect from easy money policy? And what does that mean for you? Okay, number one, this is massively, and I cannot underscore that more, massively inflationary. Again, when a central bank eases, when they buy more debt with more debt, creating it out of thin air, adding digits to a screen on an epic scale, it devalues the purchasing power of the currency. You're not supposed to know this, but that's how it works. This is why we are in the situation we are now, since Barack Freak Obama and that administration, you know, took quantitative easing one, which is when the Federal Reserve started their mechanism here to free up the credit markets. That had to be done. You have to understand, if you need to know one thing about the meltdown that occurred in 2008, it was a liquidity crisis, meaning the system was locking up. With the capital injections that were pushed into the market at that point, it was just to free up credit so credit would flow again. That's where they should have stopped, but they didn't. The Fed went on to QE2, and they continued on until now with interest rate suppression and along with other central banks on an epic scale. Now they're about to embark on this again. If we understand, you and me, okay, it should be clear to you that the process of easy money or quantitative easing or loose monetary policy vastly inflates the debt. What do you want to do about it? What do you want to do about it? Are you going to sit back and suck your freaking thumb like that? No, you're going to take action. What does that mean? A few things, okay? Number one, you have to increase your exposure to commodities. Here are my two favorite on the planet Earth. Well, that's my number one, silver. You all know that, okay? The mechanism of rigging the markets with regard to gold and silver price action is going to continue until it doesn't. So just take advantage of that right now. There's no reality here. Again, if you think for a nanosecond that there is a real price discovery today behind a single asset, forget about gold or silver, well, then you're absolutely deluded. There is nothing real today. When you have this kind of a mechanism, let's put this together real quick. When a central bank, any central bank, okay, let's fixate on the Federal Reserve, embarks on yet another round of quantitative easing, easy money policy, okay, loose policy, whatever, what does that do? What is the mechanism behind that? It opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into risk assets or the stock market. And all that does is cause, again, massive price action distortions by inflating the stock market, causing cash to come out of assets that it should be going into. You understand? So you get more suppression of certain assets, and that's it right here. Eventually, this environment creates risk on. Risk on meaning cash making its way into the stock market. Should be very simple to understand that. That presents opportunity in commodities, people. In commodities, I've been telling you this for over 10 years. Commodities is the place to be. If you're looking for the place to be when we get the eventual meltdown, which is going to occur in the debt market, because it's a hyperbubble of hyperbubbles of hyperbubbles. We've never seen anything like this before. It's a financial Frankenstein on a scale that is just beyond belief, okay? This mechanism of easing of debts and deficits soaring out of control has created a risk-on environment and hyperinflated a stock market bubble and a real estate bubble as well. And, of course, again, price action distortions across the spectrum of asset classes, but that's opportunity. That's where you and I have to be able to recognize opportunity. And that comes in the form of commodities here, none more so than gold or silver. Why? Gold and silver, in Greg Manarino's opinion, are the most undervalued assets on the planet because of, again, the distortions that are occurring in the market. And again, rigging, outright rigging by banks like JP Morgan, the number one rigger of precious metal prices on the face of the earth. Everyone knows it's true. The commodities exchange knows it's true too, but they can't do anything about it. They're playing the game. Not only are they playing the game, but the rich are hoarding this stuff, in case you don't know. A fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the population actually holds physical gold and or silver in their possession. Now, yesterday, again, for all of you who keep asking me about it, okay, I put out yet another list of exchange-traded funds or ETFs that would allow you exposure to commodities. Again, my newsletter is 100% free. I don't put out the information in my newsletter because I think it's fun. It's a waste of my time, honestly. I do it for you so all of you can capitalize on this stuff from every angle. Now, I understand, in my opinion, this is the best place to be to hold this stuff in your hand. But if you have the means to gain further exposure or are looking for further exposure to commodities, check out my free newsletter. Again, link in the description of this video, which will, again, allow you to gain exposure via an exchange-traded fund. I put that out just again yesterday. Okay, so take advantage of these things. I was just writing some stuff down here this morning here. I wrote out of control right at the top. Easy money as a wealth transfer. Okay, let's talk more about that. If you and I understand that the vast majority of the stock market is owned by the 1 and 2%ers, the billionaires, the ultra-millionaires, they're the ones that own the market. So for the most part. And we're also going to be the first ones out of the market when this whole thing melts down. And we're not even close to that right now. More easing, more loose monetary policy, quantitative easing going to boost the stock market until it doesn't. I already told you a million times. I'll tell you a million and one. When we get closer to the presidential selection, we will decide on what we're going to do. Greg Manarino more than likely is going to be pulling out of the market, waiting to see how the election selection plays out, get back in afterwards. Don't lose anything either way. You understand? You preserve your capital. Capital preservation is key as well. I think we understand that here as well. So, again, if you understand where this is going, it should be very simple to realize the action you need to take. So, number one, commodities exposure, especially gold and silver. Why gold and silver again? People, look at the Dow gold ratio, gold silver ratio. I told you this a million times. You have to gauge as to where you believe the bottom of the Dow is going to be. We have no idea. I've covered this a million times with you. We do know that the Federal Reserve began quantitative easing 1 when the Dow hit 6,000. That's a hard bottom. Is it possible that the stock market could hit 6,000 again in a full-on debt market meltdown? The bottom could be lower than 6,000, but let's just say it's 6,000. I believe we're going to get a 1-to-1 ratio gold to the Dow and a 10-to-1, 15-to-1 with regard to silver. So that should explain this to you. Commodities are priced in dollars. The dollar is going to be dissolved along with other central bank issued currencies who are in a race to the bottom to destroy their currencies. They're going to melt down the entire system by design. That's why they're doing what they're doing now in concert, these central banks, to force people to beg for a new system so they can extort is the word, more control out of the people on this planet. But people are fixated on this, that, and the other thing. They're not being allowed to focus on what's actually going on. But what is being set up is the biggest financial nightmare that you can possibly imagine. But that, again, presents opportunity for you and me right here and right now. And just like how you have to anticipate the green light in a drag race, if you see the green, it's too late. Same thing here. You need to take advantage of the situation right now. Just a few other things I was just, you know, jotting down here. Commodities exposure, you need to increase that. Staying long the stock market, I explained to you why. Exposure to other assets as well. If you have the means, okay, these are number one, silver, number two, gold, okay. If you have the means, you should be looking into other things too as well. Artwork, musical instruments, cryptocurrencies, things like Bitcoin. People, I know a lot of you hate this stuff. I can't imagine why people can't understand the situation here. I believe Bitcoin, the crypto space, but we'll focus here on Bitcoin because everyone's familiar with it, multiples higher. As this thing melts down, cash looks for places to go. It doesn't fly away to money heaven. You understand? I hope I'm being very, you know, direct with you so you can understand what I'm talking about here. Expect faster currency devaluation, more inflation, a drop in the standard of living. All of this stuff is going to occur as central banks work against all of us. They're destroying the economy. They're destroying the consumer. They're setting up a new system. So they already have it. It's just a matter of how they're going to roll it out and how they're going to make people beg for it. Much higher, much greater price action distortions, suppressed rates, cheap money. I mean, this is all no-brainer, all the stuff I'm talking about. But for those of you that are not understanding, okay, for those of you who don't believe for some insane reason that central banks are looking for another reason to inflate, you got to get on the right side of this equation. If you wait, you're going to miss it. Again, like the analogy of the green light in drag racing. You have to anticipate it. You have to put together the data, the information, the situation, all of the dynamics, put it together and come up with the most likely scenario. And this is the most likely scenario. I know it's a lock. It's a lock. All right. So, think about these things, people. I think this has been a critically important video. And I'm going to ask you to comment here. Greg, you got it right. Greg, you got it wrong. Whatever. I want to hear from you. All right. Please share this video. Get it out there. Let's wake more people up. And if you are so inclined, if you got something out of this, a thumbs up is important. And it's required by those of you that are Greg Mannarino fans. Honestly, it helps the video get out there. The algorithms pick it up, boom, the video gets shown. It's up to you, up to all of you out here if you think people need to know this information. If not, I don't know what to tell you. I think this is critical stuff, and I don't think you're going to hear this from anywhere else, I'll be honest with you, in the way that I put it together to make it simple for you to understand what you need to do and why you need to take action right here and right now. All right, people, look, with that said, I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. I really hope to see you there. Until that time, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.